This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Hope you are doing well. Welcome to episode 221 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you are doing well and you're safe wherever you are in the world. Just a quick update. I'm here in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. We are doing fine. Most people are vaccinated. I think it's like 98% country vaccination. The markets are opening up in a couple of weeks' time, so tourists are finally going to be able to come back into Malaysia. So if you've never been to Malaysia before, to Kuala Lumpur, and you're dying to travel, I highly recommend that you jump on a flight and come and check us out, because this is a really, really beautiful country. Some of the most amazing beaches in the world. Turquoise waters, white powdery sands, really, really great stuff. So things are looking up, which is great. But in today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about something one of my longtime students has been bringing up to me over and over and over again. You know, I actually just got off an interview with him. He was interviewing me for one of the systems that he's creating. He's done very well. We met in late 2018, 2019, around that time. And I've seen him develop, you know, over, you know, the course of the years. And every time we meet up, he always, you know, complains about how he has bought many products. He has been involved in many different groups. He has been with different opportunities. And within these opportunities, there are a lot of these quote unquote leaders that kind of show up for a little bit and then they kind of disappear. Or they do really, really dodgy stuff. You know, they'll say one thing, but they do something else. Or, you know, they'll act like they're your friend, and then once you get into the program, you can never get in touch with them, okay? And unfortunately, you know, this is very, very common in the business opportunity, multi-level marketing, affiliate marketing, you know, make money online space, right? You get a lot of these pseudo leaders, and basically people that are not that successful, but pretend to be successful, and they just don't have that much integrity, all right? And it's unfortunate, you know, because I'm in that space as well. But the one thing that I pride myself in, and, you know, maybe this comes from my corporate background, or maybe it's just the way that I am as a person, to be honest, I think integrity is the most important thing that you need to have, especially when you do business. And it doesn't matter what kind of business you do. If you are in business, integrity comes first, number one, right? So if you say you're going to do something, make sure you do it. And if you, you know, are selling programs or you're, you know, getting people into your deal, make sure that you do right by them, right? That's really, really important. And he always says to me every time we, you know, catch up, he's like, and you know what, you're one of the few people that I know since, you know, the 2018s that is still standing, that's still around, that's actually doing the same thing that he was doing, you know, back in 2018, right? So a lot of these guys, they'll come on and they'll promote one deal for 6 months. And then once it's kind of, you know, burned through, they'll move to the next deal, and they'll move like their hundreds of people to the next deal and the next deal and the next deal and that kind of thing. And they have no regard for their members or their customers. They don't give a crap about these people. They just care about, you know, getting the next shiny deal, promoting it and making money for themselves. And it's sad. It really, really is sad, right? And so the seed that I want to plant in your head today is not really to complain about the industry, okay? It's not really to complain about, you know, these kind of you know, unscrupulous, I would say, leaders, or, you know, wannabe leaders inside of the industry. It's more about you and what you decide to do as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, okay? And so the thing that I would say, and the seed I want to plant in this episode today for you, is that you're definitely going to come across these people. And you might be affected by them because, you know, the industry is just the way it is, especially if you're buying products, especially in the make money space, right? And of course, there are good people. There are good apples and there are bad apples, right? But unfortunately, there are a lot more bad apples than good apples. But the one thing that you can learn from this is you never, ever want to operate like these guys, okay? So there are a couple of things here. The first thing is build your business with as much integrity as possible. Okay, that means don't cheat, don't lie, don't oversell, and you know, if you promise somebody something, make sure you deliver. It's as simple as that. Okay, so that's the first thing, integrity above everything else. It doesn't matter what you're selling. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, okay? The second thing is you always want to focus on one thing for as long as possible, all right? You don't want to become an opportunity jumper. You know, you don't want to grab one opportunity today, promote it for 6 months, and then jump into the next shiny object, you know, the next 6 months, and then just keep doing that for the rest of your career, because it doesn't make sense. You're not going to make, you know, very much money that way. There's no consistency. You're going to hurt a lot of people on that journey, right? And it's no way to build a business, because you're constantly having to restart, right? You just want to pick one thing and focus on it until you're doing really well consistently, and just grow that to the moon. That's really the formula, right? The formula isn't to chase the next shiny thing that is apparently, quote unquote, supposed to make you money faster, because we all know that there's no such thing, okay? There's no such thing. Rome wasn't built in a day. Neither will your business, neither will your income, neither will your success. You're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to roll up your sleeves. You're going to have to put on that elbow grease, and you're going to kind of have to get in there and get a little bit dirty. And that's okay, because it's going to be worth it at the end, right? Especially if you focus, all right? And that's kind of it. That's the seed that I wanted to plant, you know? If there's, you know, anything that I've learned in my, whatever it is now, I don't know, 15, 16, 17 years of working, is that it's all about focus. It's all about working hard. It's all about integrity. And it's all about doing what you say you're going to do, you know, and that's always helped me in my corporate career, which is why when I look back at my corporate career before I went full-time online, I've only had two jobs. I've only worked for two companies. The first company I worked for was a financial planning company. I was there for 4 to 5 years. I became a top consultant there because I was focused. And then I built my business for 3 years, so I took a bit of a hiatus from corporate. And then because I was failing online, I had to get back into corporate. I think this was 2012, if I remember right. And I worked for one of the largest recruitment companies in the world, and I was there for 7 years. So think about that, right? So even in my corporate career, even before I came online, I was very focused, right? I was very narrow. I wasn't going wide. I was very narrow, very focused. I stayed with my companies for a long time. I worked from the bottom all the way up. Also became one of the top recruiters in that last company, and helped my old boss grow the company from, I was a fifth employee, and when I left, they had about 90 people. And since I've left in 2019, they are almost 200 people, and they're the biggest recruitment company in Malaysia. And they're one of the biggest in the world anyway, but he's obviously done a really good job. But again, it was all about focus. It was all about integrity, and it was all about working hard, right? And so I've brought that into my online career, and it's done really, really well for me, to be honest, right? And so if you're looking at building a business online, just remember that there are these things that will help you to go very, very far, okay? Don't do what the masses are doing, because that kind of stuff is not nice. It's shady, you know, it's not nice, and you just don't want to treat people that way, all right? And you don't want to keep jumping from one deal to the next deal. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you took something from this today, and I hope you implement that into your business, and I wish you all the best, and I hope to see you on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvincibleMarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.